good morning, good morning, y'all. Welcome to News My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. And you, viewers and listeners like you.
Fiancés. Friends.
Yes. Countrymen and women.
Oh.
Country persons. Yep.
Yeah.
I cannot remember where I was walking. Oh, hit me. Boom. Safeway. Northwest by the museum. Got camp this week, guys. So I'm in there and I Can't Wait comes on. And immediately I'm like, hoo-hoo-hoo. It's so much our song now that, like, you know, anytime I hear it, it was already a jam, to be clear. Already a jam. But then when I hear it now, it's just you know, it's a little extra.
Like, yeah.
You guys know who I am. You guys know my songs on? Someone give me a microphone. I will do a radio show from this Safeway. My intro song's on. Someone, what you want to talk about? What's the topic? I'm better with my partner, but I can do something alone. Let's go. You guys playing my theme song. You know, no one's handing me a mic. This is weird. Oh, man.
Boy, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to mention that I woke up this morning to the heat wave advisory.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Oh, so you don't want it?
No. But I know you have to give it because this is valuable information for our fiancés.
I was going to say, it feels like we should definitely at least tell somebody.
Oh, jeez. The wang dang doodle. All right.
Okay. So there's an extreme heat warning for tomorrow, which is Friday, the 22nd, through like Tuesday or something. Oh,
come on, man. This is a busy weekend.
I'm sorry to inform you, but near 100 or over 100 on some of those days.
No.
The temperatures here, like tomorrow is 100. And then it's like those top 90s, you know?
Who requested this? Who's the CEO of this? So then it
feels like 103 and 105 and all of those things. So this is your reminder. You got to drink plenty of fluids, particularly ones that do not dehydrate you.
Yeah.
Lots of water. If you are struggling with, you know, eating the greens, the fresh greens that also help hydrate.
Throw
one of those, you know, packet little things.
Flavor packet things.
Yeah, well,
they're good.
Not for flavor, but for the electrolytes that come with it is where I was going.
Oh, okay.
Like sometimes if you are in hydration deficit, you know, water isn't going to cut it. You need the other things with it.
Yeah.
So if you can find some without sugar, then you're in a better place. Ambush looks like he's about to fall asleep.
No, I'm depressed about this heat.
Oh,
wait. I'm already feeling
put
it.
You
I'm
in a
the
place.
Moment.
I see.
I'm like, oh, ho hum. Yeah. Oh, heat advisory. Keep it. Who put in the purchase order for this? Who are you? What are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? You know what? I have zero doubt. Zero. But whoever asked for this, they also voted to pump their own gas. The self-defeating attitude of some of you Portlanders.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I'm Betsy Johnson. Some of you.
Great. Moments away from being called cockroaches.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
City of Roses. Bah. City of cockroaches, I always say.
Yeah.
She really thought that was going to be like, oh, she killed it.
I think she did for with some, like the handful of billionaires that were like, she's going to be great.
Those up on the hill are like, oh, yeah.
She's got it down. Yeah. Call them cockroaches while you have a submachine at home. What is it that she had? An automatic?
She had like a Gatling gun or something.
No, it's
no.
Is that what that's called?
She had something that was on the pedestal. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that,
those are, a Gatling gun is on the pedestal for sure.
Okay. Good morning, AJ. AJ is, you know, as one would, taking accountability. The first message. Hi. I missed y'all when I was traveling. Glad to be back. Happy you're here. Happy you're safe. And then follows it up.
AJ.
With me. I requested the heat. Oh. And I didn't ask to pump my own gas because I don't drive. AJ. Baby.
AJ, no. Why would you do this?
You know, it's people that can't handle that 100. AJ, you know?
It's going to make my diabetes act up. It's too much heat. It's too much heat. AJ, no.
Is this P-Town? Good morning.
It's P-Town.
Okay, good morning, P-Town. Said, OMG. Forget that lady. doing my best censorship right there. Sorry to censor your free speech.
It's the FCC. They'd be cool because they have an F in their name.
You know?
But no.
And a CC.
But they don't want any Fs or CCs on the air. She also said, morning, fiance. It's fabulous rising. It is.
Apparently in the middle of a hurt back for ambush.
Sorry. Yeah, that.
We could hear it, is all I was saying.
That groan wasn't part of her text.
No. So. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's going to have to be, right? It's going to have to be.
AJ said, my apologies. Truly had to bring that Southern heat up here. You know, had to is maybe the part that's confusing, yeah. You know, like
you had a choice in the matter.
You were like, I'm going to purposely travel to it. And that is your choice. You know, as a freedom loving American, you get to travel wherever you want to get that heat.
Your little piece of Americana.
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
What you don't have to do is bring it back with you. You know?
Oh, my God.
But here we are. And she's brought it. And, you know, Ambush, as a person who has brought things along with them weather-wise, I believe that you take accountability for the Snowmageddon and Icepocalypse of 2016.
I take complete credit for that. I apologize, you guys. That was messy work.
Yeah.
I did not intend to bring that with me in the moving truck. And apparently...
when you leave your...
Yeah. You leave your climate, you bring it with you. And that was a lot. A lot of space in that truck for ice storms. So...
You brought them all.
Had I drove something smaller, maybe wouldn't have been as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, what are we doing today? You know, we've got things to chat about. We're gonna get to some of the things we didn't get to on Monday. If you missed our Monday YouTube/Twitch/Facebook, you know, all the things show.
Man, MJ was back in a big way.
I really feel like you just, handled the show. There was a demonstration of Jedi.
Yeah, prowess is the word.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so happy you chimed in.
That for sure happened.
Yeah, that was there.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to display any saber forms, but coming up, you guys.
Oh, man, I wonder what that means.
I don't want to misrepresent the clique, the squad, you know? Oh, yeah.
Anyway. In local news, we'll talk about the Portland city councilors that are facing scrutiny over private budget texts.
Ew.
Ooh. Backroom deals.
Uh-huh. And Governor Kotek defends Oregon's sanctuary law against federal pressure. Pam Bondi's like, hey. I will cut all types of funding over there if y'all don't get rid of this crapola.
Yeah.
And Kotek's like, pshh. Whatevs, bruv.
In national news, we are going to get to Trump trying to ruin another system that works. Because I think that is one of his favorite things to do. It's really what he's good at. It shows, you know, where he shines.
Oh, yeah.
Is there this thing that works perfect?
For a long time?
For a long time.
Let's break
a thing that, well, and you know, maybe I take the word perfect out of it, because what's perfect?
Well,
you know?
Though, very well.
But works well,
the
efficient,
data shows.
You know, we're not spending tons of money. Nobody's got to take the day off. We don't have to worry about any of that. Is that working?
Yeah.
She'll probably get rid of it because it means fraud. And then the dictionary went to school online. And picked up some slang and said some of this is really important to add to the dictionary for people that don't go to school online. And they need to know right now that, you know, in 20 and 25, skibidi is something that we can be able to spell and autocorrect won't correct you.
Yeah. We need that updated. You know,
so my question to everybody is this what it was like when bling bling was added? Because I remember my mom being like, I just don't remember words being added to the dictionary like that. That's which she had to have been wrong, you know. But it certainly does feel a little weird that some of those words are like important enough to now be a part of the.
I'm going to save it for when we
Cambridge
get to it,
dictionary.
But I do want you to peep the scheme. This is really about the dictionary trying to stay relevant. It's looking for a storyline.
Okay.
Okay. That's what.
Our dictionary is reality TV now.
It's trying to stay relevant. Let's get the slang in there.
You're actually not wrong, bro.
So they can still continue to mess with us. That's what it is. That's all this is. You know, it's a plot device for the dictionary.
True.
People over there.
Yeah. Get ratings. They're pulling a Jubilee.
Yeah.
They just need clicks.
They just need clicks. Exactly.
Yeah.
Doing it to get on the blogs.
Okay.
That's all. I don't remember bling. I don't think I remember when bling bling got added to the dictionary.
But okay.
Then when I heard it got added to the dictionary, I was like, what? And then I looked up, I was like, oh, it's in there. And I just moved on with my life.
I don't think it was like a big, huge, you know, to do.
Yeah.
But I do remember it being.
You remember
news.
That moment? Yeah. I don't
remember. Yeah. I remember
know where
it.
I was. Remember, my head was in the sand. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I definitely remember it being like, wait, what? And then at some point, Lil Wayne was like, you know, things that he comes up with get added to the dictionary. And I was like, that's cool. Cause back then that was. And then.
Because back then that was cool.
Well, when you think about it, you know, he was like 9 or something when he started rapping and was like 14 when they did Bling Bling. Something like that.
Yeah,
he might have been 16.
He was a young youth.
He was a father already. That's what I know. He had already been shot in the heart or something and also was a daddy.
Okay. I'm going to go with 16. I'm leaning to 16. Then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know me, I'm going to go to the internet and be like, when did Lil Wayne have his first child?
You know, speaking of the past and fond memories, I remember there was a time when you could go to Jack's Chicken and not have to wait in line. And now Keith Lee has come to Portland and ruined it. Just ruined it. Now, I know I was channeling Betsy Johnson earlier, but now I'm just being myself. Get off this crybaby crap. Come on, man. If someone were to say Portland is not in the top 5 cities for food, then people would be like, oh, they bugging. They don't know. Da, 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 da. And then someone comes here and says, hello, Portland food, amazing. Some of the best chicken I have ever had. Portland's in the top 3. And it's like, oh, man. Now they
Why'd you do
Portland.
That?
Go pump your own gas.
Number one, it is really interesting to see how people respond to complimentary, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
compliments?
that assessment.
Praise? Okay.
Yeah, praise. But let's use that. Like, it's interesting to see how they respond to hey, this thing that you have here is one of the best I've ever had.
Right.
And it's like, get out of here. No. Now, I will say, I was very excited to see the video of Keith Lee going to Jax. Jax is a staple of my Portland life.
Yeah.
Was not pleased to hear him call it a corner store gas station, but you know,
Keith,
whatevs.
You can't get gas there, bro.
You can't get gas there. This is,
it is a corner store.
It is, a corner store.
You know what I'm saying?
This is, you know, West Coast bodega.
It's true.
West Coast poppy store.
Yes. Yes. West Coast poppy store.
You're getting everything you need out of there. You used to be getting, some great conversation from the ladies working the counter. Right now, it's a little iffy.
Forces have been split. There's only one of the OGs left in there.
And that's that. But
you can get some other stuff in Jack's. Like, if you keep going, there's things in there that I was like, whoa, you got this in here? Like, if you keep going past that counter, the chicken counter, and get to, like, the walls, like, wait, whoa. It's like ice cream back here and friggin', like, what are those things called? Black and white shakes. It's like, holy smokes, they got a pretty big inventory back there. I was unaware. I never go to that side of the store.
Wow. Stop at the chicken.
The chicken.
Chicken and a couple of sodas or something.
Listen, so I go in, I do my lap. Yep, I do my lap. I walk the left hand side. As soon as you go in, energy drinks, yerba, your squirts in the back, come on around, center aisle, get my chicken and out the door.
Yeah.
I never go to that left side of the store. And one time I was just there and I was like, whoa.
It's a complete situation.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jax. But yeah, so it immediately, we see that, you know, that video, Keith Lee is a food reviewer.
Mm-hmm. Goes on tour.
Who has started, you know, going on different food tours. And how he handles that is because now too famous. Like, you know, you can't just be Keith Lee walking in and ordering the food anymore because now everybody's waiting. And the campaigns that come from online, and I mean from actual people in the city that they want, like, they'll be like, come to this city, go to this place. Come to this city, go to this place. You know, like, so his family will order, somebody else will order, then he eats it in the car, gives the honest review, and then in many instances wants to meet either the chef or the owner.
Yeah.
And really, this is not a, we're here to highlight all the best, you know, things we've heard about necessarily. It's, what are the hidden gems?
Yeah.
Who's, you know, there, this wasn't in Portland, but, and I actually don't know the city. It might've been Houston or something, but there was a Black woman owned, like dessert shop.
Okay.
And she was saying there are days where she only has like two people that come in, you know, and then other days it's a little busier, but she's just not getting the business, but that the product is banging. Right. He goes, he's like, I don't really like sweets like that, but you know, we gonna do it. And there was a strawberry banana pudding or something, and that he had first.
That sounds wild to me.
My man was like, this is a 9 out of 10 off top. Which his wife was like, whoa, you don't give desserts. He's like, I'm not really a sweets person, but this is out of this world.
Those strawberries had to be banging.
Tried the just regular banana. He was like, yeah, you know, it's fine. His wife takes a bite and she's like, did you get a piece with the banana? Like the fresh banana in there?
Uh-oh.
He was like, no.
Nah. Uh-oh.
Gives him a whole new bite. He was like, oh, this is completely different. You know, a couple of days after he posts about that, she's got lines out the door.
Yes.
And, oh, I skipped the part I was trying to get at. My bad. So, to the point of, this is not about like, let's go to the most known or liked and loved thing.
Uh-huh.
He goes in there. He meets the woman. You know, she's already crying because she knows who she is, who he is, and just how much that could change her business. Right. And he gives her a $2,000 tip and you know, leaves money for people to come and try things for free.
Yeah, I love that he does that.
And he did that same thing with Jax.
Yep.
And Jax's son, I don't remember his name. Is it Richard? No. It doesn't matter. The man who runs it now. Mm-hmm. He was like, there was very clearly a moment of like confusion, misunderstanding of what was going on. But he was like, so you giving me money? Then I'll just match this money and we'll give it to the school there.
Yeah, King.
Which is King. Yeah. Which even then people had like a, see, you can't even take it. You know, like there's no way that you can just please everybody and that's fine. Yeah. Whatever. I'm not going to spend time on those folks. But like an amazing way for him to immediately respond was like, I don't need this here, but that school needs it.
Right.
And even if it were just like, we'll leave this money for kids to come and get lunch or whatever. Right. Like that. What folks need to understand is that store and the way that they participate in the community.
There it is.
Is what it is, Old Portland.
And there it is.
Like there were the corner store that used to, well, there is a store there still on 7th and Knott, but I don't know if there's anything. Mm. I don't know if those are the same owners or anything, but that store used to be like one of my neighborhood corner stores. And they knew us and they talked to us and it, you know, like, when you are in community with people, your experience with everything is different.
Completely.
And they will feed the babies. They will make sure that somebody has something to eat. You know, like that's a deterrent in the way of, we know that, you know, kids are going to do little silly stuff. Like they don't have any money. They're going to come in and they're going to take a bag of Skittles or a soda or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't have to do that, you don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can go in there and be like, I don't have any money today. Can I get a soda? And they're like, yep, you got it.
Yeah. There's a bodega owner, I believe, in New York. It might be upstate New York. I can't remember. And there was a video. Apparently, they do this all the time. Little black girl came in with her report card. And he was like, let me see. All right, cool. You know what it is. And she just got, like, it was like, this is the deal. Y'all coming with the report card. So she had, you know, she was killing it, all A's. And she was like, all right, cool. Get what you want.
Where was this?
I think it was in New York.
Oh, okay.
And she went, that baby went and got detergent, a carton of eggs.
Oh,
some chips for her. Yep.
Taking care of home right there.
And like something else, a candy or something for herself. And he said, that's all you want? He said, you got stuff for the house. This is for you. He's like, this is all you want? She was like, mm-hmm. He was like, all right, okay, see you next quarter. And I was like, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire, man.
So great.
But also, you know, going back to Jax, watching people respond and react that way, it was just like, okay, all right, y'all not getting it. But what was later revealed to me through other people in the community was that he mentioned King so quickly because he already had a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Because they've already done donations. Like, this is the school. This is what we do. This is our relationship to this school and these kids in the school. We donate to them. You know, donated to them previously. He was like, oh, extra money? Cool.
Give it to I know what to do.
I know what to do with them. Continue to do what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And that's super fresh. That's super, super fresh. So I haven't been to Jack's since Keith was here. I don't know if Keith isn't here anymore. It seemed like he was here. I don't really follow him like that. But from what I understand, I thought he would be here for like a weekend. And people were like, he is still here. I just bumped into him. He was at the Run Club. Like, somebody joked and was like, he's looking for a house. Like, I was like, whoa. It seemed like it was like 3 weeks. Like, good grief. So I haven't been to Jack's since then, not because I'm afraid to stand in the line or anything, right, but also
I have been to Jack's since
then.
Yes.
And there was no crazy line.
There was no crazy line. Yeah. The two white folks walking out looked like they would have never been in there previously. Mm-hmm. And again, understand my relationship with Portland in the way that obviously, it has always, for my lifetime, been majority white. Well, forever, it's been majority white. But so seeing white people in any store that was, or we'll just like at Jax is not mm-hmm. weird, but there's a brand, there's a kind, there's a,
yeah.
a group, you yeah. know what I mean? And this, I didn't even realize that we really had, like, people were still doing like a yuppie look. Like, I didn't real, you know what I mean? I'm like, forgive me for not realizing that in the blazing heat, we're still putting Cambridge sweaters over our shoulders and tying it in a knot in the front. No, I didn't know.
We're not at the Vineyard, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was a thing. So it was like these two folks walk out and I was just like, ah, okay. Do y'all watch Keith Lee? Because in all honesty, that wouldn't have been, that would have surprised me just as much as right. them being in the store, you know. But there wasn't a line. It wasn't crazy, you know. But the things that I'm seeing online, like immediately, just even in his content of people like, man, why'd you do this? Like, now we can't get chicken at 7. It used to be chicken at 7. Now it's chicken at 2. They selling out. They doing it. And I'm just like, have y'all actually seen any of that? Or are you going based off what you
yeah.
see other things? You know what precisely. I mean? Like, this is a... this.
Portland's please. Down in the dumps. Downtown's on fire. It's right. the same thing.
No chicken at
no,
Jack's.
No chicken. Go chicken. Go Jack's today and get chicken. Y'all Bruh. Be wilding and complaining. Just stop. Stop it.
I don't think we meant to go this long on we this, didn't. But.
But also, y'all know Keith gets this in every city he goes to, right?
Right.
Y'all can just keep those comments to yourself.
Also, but, he did go to Gato Gato and was like.
Listen, that was an introduction for me. I'd never been there. And the way he was describing that food, I was like, okay, so needs to try that.
Right.
But yeah.
There was just there. Yeah.
I was going to say, so it's official. Portland is now in Keith Lee's top three food cities. One being New Orleans. Ooh. AJ, I know you're happy about that.
Yes. or it lends to the credibility.
It does.
You know?
It does. Two being Chicago. Mm. And three... now Portland, formerly Houston. We're not Houston out the box.
That's so crazy.
It is.
Now, mind you, I've not been to Houston.
Nor have I.
I used to live in Dallas. Which never.
Is, which is really close to it.
No.
You know, Texas is so small. I forget how,
yeah.
how close all these major cities are. Not even.
I'm going to remind that I drove. At the time of me living in or moving to Dallas, I lived in Denver. And I drove from Denver to Dallas and all by myself put on, you know, my big girl driving pants and was like, watch me work. I did all of it wrong in the way that I left super late at night. Ooh. I was, you know, young and silly and
ready to go, man.
I was ready to go right now. Anyway, once I made it to the Texas border. Mm-hmm. It was 11 hours of a drive from there
to Dallas. Lord have mercy.
I was like, that's not even across the state. That's not even, that's like the middle point. Like, what?
No. The answer is no.
This is huge.
You're listening to X-Way FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
P-Town basically summed up our entire segment about complainers by saying, go to Popeyes. Stop crying.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And you know what?
Uh-oh.
Thank you. I didn't know you were... No, I kind of did. Some of y'all are ChatGPT for us. Yeah. I don't know what to call it when it's humans.
Yeah.
Human GPTs.
No, that's
but y'all good. Really like distill so many of the things. Michelle, where are you? Michelle, so many of the things that we're trying to say, like immediately just boom in a text.
Yeah.
Bob's also very good at that.
Oh, yeah. Bobby.
Where is Matt?
Uh-oh. Don't get in trouble, Matt.
It's just a question. You know, just wondering. Are y'all out there? I know Malcolm is. I've stopped asking him. He's en route to the job. You know, I know that it's not near driving, and so you can't safely chime in. But yeah, we got other stuff.
Yeah.
Before we hit a music break, Or do you want a music break and then Eric Adams? Because I feel like we got an Eric Adams, even though that's a warm up.
I think
I gotta get to it. You know what I mean? We gotta talk about your man.
You know what?
We gotta do that.
Let's do a music break and then come back.
Okay.
To Eric Adams, but yes, Eric, the Eric Adams of it all,
of it all,
of it all.
Stay tuned.
Let's do the music break. We'll be right back. Yeah, I just went at the cover with it, you know. Yeah, come on. No one's seen those songs coming in back to back. Oh, my God.
Word. DJ Ambush.
Listen, credit to my 8 through 10-year-old DJ class, because someone definitely cranked that yesterday, and they were going hard. Like 4 or 5 of them were just doing a full concert. It's amazing.
That's pretty amazing's the right word.
Yeah.
I'll give you amazing for sure.
Come on, man. Timeless hit. Classic, if you will.
Before we get into the local stories.
Uh-huh. Malcolm popped up.
No way.
Yeah.
Malcolm, good morning.
Very much appreciate the shout out. LOL. Love you both so much, Malcolm.
We love you too, Malcolm.
Yeah, we do. What were you going to say before Eric Adams?
No, I was going to say... Before we get to local news, let's do this Eric Adams real quick, because this is the kind of the Eric Adams story is the kind of thing where you write the news the night before and then you wake up in the morning and there's a news story that you're like.
For sure. For absolute sure. Yes.
But yeah. We definitely have like some, we'll get to the local stories, I promise. And we have some local announcements, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, but I want to jump into the.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Because I'm wondering if this is the New York politics that Hakeem Jeffries has said he's staying out of as a senator.
Homie of mine, Mel, she lives in Harlem still, I think. She had put this story up. It was Eric Adams on the street doing a presser, and she was like 20 feet back and took the photo because the back of her shirt says mayor on it. So, and I responded to her. I was like, you should have went up and mushed him.
Yeah. Okay.
She said they were trying to get me to take a picture with him. I was like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, yeah, get out of here. So what's
I just said that he was a senator and he's not.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cory Booker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Booker.
But he is a congressman from New York. Who said I'm going to stay out of New York politics because, you know, that's for New Yorkers, I guess. I don't know.
Jeez.
Anyway, one Eric Adams, you know, Ambush's actual favorite villain.
Yeah. He's definitely. Mr. Freeze
continues to be quite the mess. So picture this, fiancés, Wednesday afternoon in Harlem. You've been there. Mayor Eric Adams out here announcing his new campaign office. In the mix, Winnie Greco. And you go, who's that?
Or you go, why does that name sound familiar?
Long time. Long time Adams ally who had already resigned from City Hall last year after multiple investigations because of her, you know,
loyalty and work for
one Eric Adams.
Yeah.
Well, she pops back up and approaches a reporter from the city, Katie Honan. Greco asks the reporter to meet her across the street, walks her into a Whole Foods, and then hands her an opened bag of hers, sour cream and onion chips. And you go, wow, what an incredibly nice thing to do. Here you are inside of a Whole Foods that clearly doesn't carry good chips. And so you want to offer me lots of salt and, you know,
trans
processed.
Fats.
Yes,
and,
sure.
And Katie was like, hey, I'm all right. I'm not really hungry right now.
And then Katie might have looked in that bag.
After it was... proposition to her a couple of times.
Yeah.
He said Greco insisted over and over again. No.
Yeah, she asked, you know, you want some? She's like, no, I'm good. A couple of times. And Greco insists. And then Honan finally peeks inside and there's a red envelope. Not potato chips.
No.
Stuffed with cash.
Hello.
And we don't know how much.
No, because they didn't count it.
Because they didn't pull it out and count it.
Would you have counted it, babe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a part of my journalistic duty.
Exactly.
I honestly would have thought that that's what I was supposed to do. And that's because I obviously didn't go to journalism school.
You take it to the editor. Who all needs to be in here for this? Do our lawyers need to be in here? Get our lawyers in here. Get
everybody record, you know, so we can pull the money out and count it and there be a clear chain of evidence or whatever
it's called. Something. So now you're telling me you got to wait for the cops to tell you how much? You got to wait for his people?
They did, in fact, take pictures.
Right.
But they did not pull the money out and count it. They said that it was visible. There was $100, at least $100 bill and multiple 20s. The reporter immediately told Greco, I can't take this. Come get your chips back. She's texting her like, hey, yo, I can't take this. And Greco, Winnie disappears.
Yep.
At first, she's like, no, oh, that's all you, boo. See you later. Talk to you, TTYL. And like, bye. And runs away. And the reporter's like, nah, bro. I cannot take this. And Winnie's like, no, that's for you. We'll see you later. And that goes on for a second until Winnie stops responding altogether.
Yeah, she got busy, bro. She's on to the next reporter. You think people have time for you? I gave you the money. I can't keep going back and forth with you. I'm out. We have to go to the club tonight.
Greco had told her, I've already left the area. Maybe we can meet later in Chinatown, but I'm not going to be, you know, I'm out of here already.
Yeah.
And then when pressed by the city, she, Winnie Greco, the ally to one Eric Adams, claimed it was all a cultural misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And that in Chinese culture, cash in a red envelope is a friendly gesture and that she just wanted to be friends. Her exact quote, I just wanted to make a good friend.
By paying for one.
Yeah. Her lawyer says, you know, this is a cultural thing. It's a misunderstanding. We need to let this go. Greco's like, can we please just forget this?
Yeah. Can we just stop? You guys stop reporting on this?
And says, please don't do in the news anything about me. Don't do this. Don't.
Girl,
please.
You're newsed up.
The Adams campaign quickly suspends her, does the total. She don't go here. We don't even know her. They've suspended her from any volunteer role. And this is the other thing that I may have forgot to mention. Because of multiple investigations and she had resigned, I know I mentioned that, she had come back in a volunteer role, probably with the understanding that no one's really going to be looking at who the volunteers are, right? But she has very much been a part of Adams' campaign multiple times.
Yeah, she don't go nowhere.
Getting him, you know, in front of Chinese business folks, getting him within the Chinese community there. Several trips to China in which she was his, you know, personal ambassador kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So this isn't her first scandal. And the idea that she's like, wait, what? I had no idea that you guys don't give the red envelopes and potato chip bags.
Y'all don't do that over here.
The wild thing is to me, if you're going to go the route of I'm trying to bribe these people or I'm trying to, you know, get these folks in my pocket, I need a cover for that. You would just hand the red envelope. Because the red envelope on its own with money in it is in fact a traditional thing to do. Putting that inside the empty chips bag changes the entire game. Well, now it's an American tradition of bribery.
It is a cultural tradition we are all too familiar with.
So now the Department of Investigation and federal prosecutors are looking into the latest chip bag money drop that is happening from the Adams campaign. And it just adds another layer to the already swirling investigations around his whole thing. Him, his inner circle, his outer circle.
I wish the investigations were swirling. They stopped. It's like still water over there. You know, Trump shut it all down.
Well, we got a ripple right here. New ripple. More Someone threw a pebble.
She said she should have used a bag of hymns instead of bag of hymns.
Are the hymns Tim's? Do you guys? Is it Tim's or Tom's?
Yeah, it's Tim's. I think it's Tim's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the gendered version?
I think so.
Of somebody's last name? Yeah,
like, What are we doing? Like, come on, B. It's so wild. It's so wild.
My man said she should have put it in a fortune cookie.
If we're talking about, being cultural.
And what I won't do. Cease.
But no, for real, like, it's so silly that you expect people... And you know what? It's not that they expect people to fall for it. They know enough people don't care because there was nothing but lies. We talk about this ad nauseum. Nothing but lies during Eric Adams' whole campaign, and people just didn't care. They don't care about the levels of corruption that especially exist in New York politics. It's like, it's New York.
It's the way expected. We do business here. It's literally
New York politics.
This is Gotham.
Yeah, of course it's going to be a little under the table. Da 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 da. So, I'm going to tell you the truth, all right? Let me be this reporter. What was her name?
Katie Honan.
Katie Honan. All right, Katie. Boom. I am now.
Katie. Yeah.
I get the chip bag after I'm good. Let me say he's trying to shove these chips on me. In that moment, I'm like, this is weird. Are you trying to shove these chips on me? I'm just going to keep the bag closed. And then when we part ways, I'm probably going to throw it in the trash. I probably wouldn't have looked, right? Like, that would have been my thing. Like, now what's in these ships? I get Jeremy and Phobish, and I'm like, we kind of conspiracy. We throw these things. Now, had I looked in and saw the envelope, I'm like, wait a minute.
There's no way you wouldn't look in the envelope.
Weight distribution would have
exactly.
threw me off.
Exactly. This is not, it's no not way a bag I would look of in chips.
The bag to see the envelope. Yeah. So, all right, boom. Got the envelope. Oh, this was a payoff. I wonder how much I'm worth. I'm counting it out. But from a journalistic standpoint, you're right. Maybe I go to the office first and we're counting it out.
Yeah.
But we are counting it out. We're getting a photo. All of this. You know what I'm saying? Contact the lawyers. Boom, boom, boom. Before, and I want to stress this, before I put it back in the envelope and give it back to Eric Adams' people, who are the police.
Hello.
Like, you're a journalist inside of New York.
Yeah. I feel like maybe part of it was like, I can't be implicated. I don't want to walk around with this. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's part of it makes sense to me. And what you're saying absolutely makes sense as well.
The lack of documentation before turning it back over to the people that gave it to you makes zero sense.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Zero. And maybe she took pictures with her,
there was that one picture they had.
There's a couple, but it's.
Oh, okay.
They're all the same. The it's still in the bag. It's still like, hey, man, we didn't really touch this. There's no real, I don't know if we're preserving for fingerprints or what we're looking for. Bro. Like, I don't understand. And fiancés, help me out. Because there may be many legal reasons that you don't, in fact, pull that money out and count it.
Yeah,
I love that. But immediately to me, to your point of if I received the bribe bag, I'm taking a picture. I would count. I think
know how much you're worth, man.
I'd be standing there on the corner of wherever I was. Wait, what? Just trying, look through it without pulling it out.
Thumb through, yeah.
I'd be on the phone with my editor. Like, what do I do with this?
Hey, yo.
But I'm definitely looking at what's in the bag. I'm not just like, oh, this appears to be a bribe.
Yeah, on the phone with your editor. My head. Hey, yo, Winnie. Yeah, Greco. You know the one. She just tried to hand me $500.
But it's only $500. I don't know what she was.
That's crazy.
I don't know what she's looking for.
That's crazy.
Is this supposed to buy silence?
What you want me to do with $500? I can't get no new bag. Can't get no Telfar off this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, you know it. You know it. Now, had Winnie given the bribe in a Telfar, well, well, well.
A different story.
Oh, maybe don't hand me potato chip bags.
P-Town said, bro, we're not giving it back. We're dropping it in the hood. Like, give them the whoopsie doodles.
That's the other expectation,
right? It was an open bag. What was I supposed to? I didn't know there was money in there.
That's legit the other option.
I like it.
You're pretending you didn't give me something. I'm pretending I
didn't receive it. What's the news?
Who are you going to? Well, you did what, Winnie? What are you talking about? We went to the store. You offered me some chips. You know, I like to scam the scam. You offered me some chips.
I didn't want the chips.
The chips, I tossed them.
It was open. And so an open bag of chips seems like something I'm not going to take.
Don't know where your hands have been.
Yeah. Threw it in the trash.
Boom. What are we talking about?
Felt like a bunch of air anyway.
Yeah. And then I'm texting MJ. I'm like, sushi tonight? I know you like yakisoba. I'll find a place where we can order both.
I like it.
Yeah. Come on.
Most sushi places will allow you to order both. This message says, but now your fingerprints are on the envelope and the giver of the bribe has plausible deniability. I didn't give her any envelope. Is that Steve?
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I mean, there's also that.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, denies all around. You ain't give me no money? Cool. I didn't receive any. I made a mistake. I got this shit back from someone else.
Must have been.
And then the next time I see Winnie in person, it's like, you dropped the ball on that one. I will require $40,000 in a Telfar duffel if you want me to talk to you. This is foolishness.
If you want me to keep you out of the news.
Yeah, this is foolishness. Who do you think I am?
In all honesty, I'm having trouble with the, oh, this was just a cultural moment. Because, baby,
people whom she shares a culture with should be upset.
The amount of vitriol that folks get for cultural, what's the word? Practices.
Yeah.
In America is already like, you're coming to the place where it's just going to be like made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Or purposely misunderstood and misinterpreted.
Saturday Night Live is going to eat this up.
And then to use it as such. I mean, it's just like a very Rachel Dolezal kind of thing to do. You know, like. Ay, ay, ay. The P-Town said, P.S. Someone please tell Winnie, money's not even real anyway. We need blood bribes now.
Make it happen. Make it happen, Winnie. Who you taking out?
You're going to have to sacrifice, boo.
Come on, man.
If you want me to keep you out the news. That is just wild. Yeah.
But again, you know, par for the course.
Yeah.
Little Eric Adams. Can't stay out of business. Can't stay out of the news.
Can't help himself. When you surround yourself with people that are willing to do it all, risk it all, do the things so that you're in charge because you will also risk it all for whatever their cause is and not the actual people that you are supposed to serve, you're going to stay in the mess. You're going to stay swirling.
Yep. Not swirling. It's true.
I mean, because it has to be dizzying. Think about just how, like, in your regular day of doing zero corruption. You know what I'm saying? Think about how many things get thrown at you in a day. When you're at work, there's always a new thing. And it may be, along the same lines of the kind of things you've had to deal with before. But there's a new element to it.
Yeah.
You get thrown new things all the time and you are not doing corruption. So imagine.
Bruh.
The amount of corruption that is happening within that team, the layers, the levels, the so-and-so is on this strike force. Yeah. This one's on this strike force.
The scope of corruption is huge.
It's huge. And so who's the, chief of staff that gets to connect every single one of those dots to make sure that the corruption machine is going so that this mayor continues to be mayor until hopefully Mamdani, but also until he's caught. I mean, like, The only reason that any federal investigation stopped is because he said, all right, Trump,
whatever
New York is going to cooperate with
you. New York is yours.
We're going to cooperate.
Yeah.
I, as mayor, you know, that Hochul lady is probably not going to be real too pleased by it. But me, I'm your inside man.
Once he loses, I know he's got too much hubris and pride, and just his ego is too big for this. But strategically, don't even do your concession speech. Hop on a flight to Turkey. Because you've no longer proved useful. Therefore, it's open season on you under this administration. And
do you think it will be? Do you think it'll be immediate, like, oh, well, he's not the mayor anymore, let's get back to it?
Well, the loss has to be placed on someone. So now you're a political enemy. The loss has to be placed on someone. It can't be Trump came out in support of Cuomo and came out in support of all these other people, and then that didn't work. We've seen him do this in the past. He'll come out and support a candidate, they lose, and then he turns on that candidate.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're terrible. Well, you didn't have a chance.
And I don't like losers. Whoa. I mean, who does? What? You know?
You thought you were me. You're not me.
Some things are just American tradition. Okay? This is cultural. We don't like a loser. We're so much that we will rewrite history to show you that there are no losers over here, baby.
Bruh, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
You know, they steal from us.
Shout out to Colin. We win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, Lord of mercy. So yeah, I think he would definitely let's turn it back on, if only to continue to show people, you know, that strongman persona. Like, the king isn't pleased. The king isn't pleased. We're removing all of your lands and cattle. We're reclaiming all of that. And now we'll throw you in the gallows.
I have mixed feelings about this, but I don't think that you're like completely wrong. I think there would need to be a thing that sets it off again. And the reason I say that is there's a lot of blame that can go around once Mom Donnie wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just out of Cuomo alone. If anybody wants to do the this is someone's fault, they're not going to talk about Mayor Adams at fault, because they don't want anyone to not like the kind of way that he mayored. You know, like, he added nothing to the city except for more police officers and their presence, and making sure that it is harder to live
he gave them what they wanted. He gave them what they wanted.
So when you are that effective for the empire, I guess is what I'm saying. If there's someone who isn't as effective, we're going to blame that person, I think, first.
Unless that person is white and you're black. At the end of the day.
That's a good point.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. You know, we're going to blame the black. You know?
Yeah. Nah, you got me there. C said it was, quote, more important for the reporter to break news of the bribe than to cash out for maybe 200. She called cultural the way that some people call religion when conducting mischief. Should have gave Bitcoin. C's, here's my thing. Why aren't we doing bribes in Bitcoin?
Why are we doing bribes in
Bitcoin? One, it's not real money. But isn't this supposed to be the way that we're able to, you know, backdoor?
Yeah.
No one can track my Bitcoin because I have a VPN or whatever. Right. You know, like,
it's just not smart.
What are we doing?
She thought the hers bag was her VPN. This was just not good.
I want out of here.
Well, you can't have out. It's just silly. It's silly, silly foolishness.
Sorry. C's, another message from C says, speaking of fraud, a court of appeals just threw out the $500 million civil fraud judgment against Trump. Said it was...
Oh, my gosh.
Said the award was, quote, too harsh and violates the Eighth Amendment. He's now free to go after Letitia James.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope. Gonna have to look into that. Thank you, C's, for the hot tip.
But, you know, just 4 years. We haven't hit a 1 year mark yet. This man is a menace. He is mayhem.
Well, maybe we take a quick music break and unfortunately talk about him some more, or we can move on. I'm like, I don't know if it just makes sense to do that quick little story, or if we're tired of hearing Trump's name now.
But I do want to make sure we get to the city councilors.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think we got time for both.
I do too.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take that music break though.
That's a whole thing. Y'all should tell me what to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm with it. Hello, hello, hello. And we are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Man, I was just telling MJ. I'm sure many of you would agree. Paul Simon is the father of Ed Sheeran's whole style. Ed Sheeran is the Paul Simon of our times. Just you wait. Just you wait. That some of this new music is very Afrobeatish, you know?
Is it really?
Yeah, no, for sure. For absolute sure.
This isn't a joke.
No, for sure-sies. Also, Paul Simon is a wide gamut. It's not just this sound, you know. We talk with Simon and Garfunkel, you know, the folk stuff, you know. Like there's a longer, less more serious comparison that could be made.
Okay.
Yeah. But oh, for sure. For sure. He is a Paul Simon of you know, this generation.
Okay. Sorry, I was reading the text from P-Town.
I gotta show you P-Town's poster. It's pretty dope. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, what do you want to do, Ambush?
So, jump. We were talking about possibly doing, you said the quick Trump John.
I can be real fast with it because it's silly.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Well, we're making voting great again, you know?
I hate him so much.
I'm sorry?
I said I hate him so much.
Trump is just, you know, plowing ahead like he's not on the Epstein list and now threatening to ban both mail-in ballots and voting machines before the 2026 midterms. I don't know if he knows this. It's August of 2025. We're right there. He's talking about signing an executive order that would ban mail-in and voting machines, you know, claiming states are just agents of the federal government and they would have to do what he says. Legal scholars are like, nah, fam, that's not how the Constitution works. States run their own elections and only Congress can set those rules. But we know rules schmules.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Trump posted, quote, I'm going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots, and even claimed that Putin told him that the U.S. elections were rigged because of mail-in voting. Yes. That man.
Putin says.
Went and met with Putin and came out of that meeting saying, Putin told me, we got a problem.
The unseriousness of it all, dog.
The reality is that courts have already blocked parts of an earlier Trump order on voting rules, and plenty of experts say any new directive would be dead on arrival. Some Republican states like Florida actually rely heavily on mail-in voting, which I'm sure y'all remember because we have talked about it for years when it comes to the Stop the Steal campaign that was already a campaign, you know, ready to go before the election. So it's, you know, we know how they have gone. We know that we have said all these things that obviously work and make it so that Republicans don't, just have a clear path to victory. All of that's fraudulent. We can't have that anymore. This voting not in person, without an ID, how would you even know if that person's alive? That's just a household. That's one person living in a house with 10 ballots, you know? And that one person is illegal. And all of the ballots they have are people for dead, or are ballots for dead people, but they're voting still. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they drum up in their mind. Real quick, this has absolutely nothing to do with this story whatsoever, and I'm not sure why it just popped in my head, but did you see Stephen Miller yesterday at all saying that the demonstrators in Washington, D.C. are basically not from there? I could play this audio clip if needs be.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I promise we will get to the local story.
Okay.
The demonstrators in D.C.
At Union train station? Where were these demonstrators? Okay. I know there was somewhere that they landed. Oh, that was a different day.
No, oh, found it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll play this really quick. It's a minute and 25 seconds.
School in this city, they have no jobs. They have no one that they're sending to school in this city. They have no jobs in this city. They have no connections to this community at all. But they're the ones who've been advocating for the 1%, the criminals, the killers, the rapists, the drug dealers. And I'm glad they're here today. Because me, Pete, and the vice president are all going to leave here, and inspired by them, we're going to add thousands more resources to this city to get the criminals and the gang members out of here. We're going to dismantle those networks, and we're going to prove that a city can serve for the law-abiding citizens who live there. We are not going to let the communists destroy a great American city, let alone the nation's capital. And let's just also address one other thing. All these demonstrators that you've seen out here in recent days, all of these elderly white hippies, they're not part of the city and never have been. And by the way, most of the citizens who live in Washington, D.C. are black. This is not a city that has had any safety for its black citizens for generations. And President Trump is the one who is fixing that with the support of the Metropolitan Police Department, the support of the National Guard, and our federal law enforcement officers. So we're going to ignore these stupid white hippies that all need to go home and take a nap because they're all over 90 years old, and we're going to get back to the business of protecting the American people and the citizens of Washington, D.C.
Such a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
Sorry, I don't know why that just popped in my head, but I did want to say we're going to ignore these stupid white hippies.
Yeah.
Because they don't even live here.
Bro.
They're not even a part of the city. They have no jobs or homes or kids going to school here. These people don't live here. Now, I don't know if Stephen Miller does understand anything other than, you know, the 14 words. But I know that he should know that majority black does not mean all and does not mean there aren't white people that live there. Like, I think that maybe is this the white erasure he's been talking about?
I think so.
Is he doing the white erasure? I hope you guys were able to hear that. Were you guys able to hear that?
Yeah. I'm speaking for them.
Yeah, that was a...
It came through the headphones clear. So okay. I was making the adjustments and pulling up the volume on our side. But yeah, Stephen Miller is quite the card, that one. Quite the card. So I guess maybe it was when they returned to D.C. because they all went somewhere together. Him, Hex, Seth, and Vance. And where they landed, people were protesting.
Sorry.
I'm sure they've gone one of those. Where they landed, people were protesting, like yelling, like, get out of my city. Like, there was a lot of people there doing this. And it was like, they needed security. It was going down.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
When you, as literal House Slytherin, show up somewhere, like, people are going to say, I don't want you here. Because you're now out of Hogwarts. Like, you've made it to wherever they don't like you.
You're out here causing mayhem. Oh my gosh.
What really got me is that rhetoric is very interesting. we're not even going to take the protests from these white people seriously.
No.
So we're not even going to worry about this. We're going to move on. Mind you, any protest with black and brown people is like, hey, we're here to crack skulls.
Right.
And now these people are over 90.
No, like, you old whites.
You old whites. Go home and take a nap. Why don't you get on out of here? Take a nap, Betty. Like, what do you mean? But and this is the absolute disrespect and dismissal, which is so hard for me to understand as a avowed white supremacist, Stephen Miller.
Well,
a white nationalist.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, Whitey, get out of here.
Well, I think what you are forgetting here, he is no doubt an avowed white supremacist and a white nationalist. He is also a white man who used to be a white teenager, who used to be a white child, raised in a home with those types of beliefs, where disrespecting your parents and your mama, your papa, is nothing new.
Well, and I think Stephen Miller specifically, because
yeah.
I think his... Oh, man. So many of these
definitely
white supremacists run together.
And it ain't new. He's been a shut up Gramps. Mind your business, Gramps.
Yeah, no, because I think that he had like he went the other way. Like his parents may have been liberal Democrats. Mm. And he was like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
There's illegals, when he was five.
Yeah.
You know, like this is a reincarnated situation.
Yeah, it's triggering for him to see older white people.
Oh, it's almost his birthday.
Triggering.
You know, it's never going to get old to me that I'm older than Stephen Miller. I just cannot believe that that's true.
No. I won't.
C said, Kegseth, JD, and Miller were coming from Five Guys. They bought the National Guard burgers for their service. Miller was giving the viewers talking points that made a lot of folks disassociate from the BLM music and movement and its true purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And P-Town says, so where does his white dumb come from? Yep. Nationalism. Yeah. Barf and barf.
Yeah. Bob said, I'm trying to wrap my brain around the idea of people who were born in 1935. Or earlier being hippies.
Bob, thank you. Sorry, I screamed into there. Bob, what you know, what does he doesn't mean. He just says things. He's just out there. But it doesn't matter if it actually makes sense to the people that he's talking to. What they hear is what they're supposed to.
Yeah.
The people that we see right now are insignificant. They are not actual threats.
Yeah.
They're just here to be in the way. And you know what? We don't really have time to even focus our National Guard on those folks.
Correct.
We've got we got bigger fish to fry, right? But those fish aren't leaving their house right now, and they don't have signs that say, you know, what the government is doing is wrong. So they're struggling.
Yeah.
Whose skulls do I get to crack?
The homeless.
Well. Okay. So anyway, sorry. Yeah.
Matt said, that
was a turn that I didn't mean to take.
We're going to jump right into the city council story. But Matt said, the yacht rock hits different when Ambush plays it. Keep it coming. Come on, Matt.
Good morning, Matt.
You know how I do.
Thank you for joining us.
You know I loves the yachts and the rocks.
Love to rock on the yacht.
Come on, bro. Matt, who do you know that has a yacht? Who do we know? So I can go on the yacht and do a yacht rock set.
I'm watching. I just finished
a documentary?
No. I haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
No, I just finished. So HBO has acquired some BritBox. Properties, if you will.
And
I love to go to sleep to that accent. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Also, the stories are compelling.
You guys,
they're so much better.
BritBox has your Morgan Jones in a headlock.
Yeah, I'm ready to pay for the sub. You know, let's get rid of whatever
and trade it out for
BritBox. I see why my mom kept ordering this. you know. Anyway, I just finished one, and there's a what they called a adventurous and what we now call a gold digger.
Oh.
So they're that lady that they have put the label on, which she turned out to actually be doing that.
She was adventurous and a gold digger?
She was looking for gold and revenge. And she had she was not there for love, if you will. Anyway, at one point, she says to her new very rich husband, like, well, I suppose I could force myself on a yacht. And he says, oh, where we're going, no boats. No boats at all. And the amount of chagrin, you know, much to her chagrin. She was so like, how? What do you mean no boats?
We're going to be in a car? How are we getting there?
No, I mean, they were in a car when this was happening, driving to the estate. But it was like...
No access to boats.
There's access, but there are no boats there. Wow. Because Lady Tressilian does not like boats. Her husband drowned, so... Huh. I know that you guys are all really happy that I just told you that.
The Agatha Christie of it all.
This is what happens when I actually take my meds in the morning, and then I don't do the news right. Sorry, guys. P-Town said, can we just be pirates now? And I say yes.
I'm down.
Are you gonna, also important, so I'm gonna say it. P-Town said, I believe that gold diggers have a no sexual orientation or gender.
Facts.
Absolutely.
Facts.
1000%.
Facts. That wow.
But this is certainly, this was like, you know, the time period where you had to go to court publicly and put people on trial to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they called her an adventuress and what we now call a gold digger.
Terrible.
I'll get there one day. Okay, Portland City Council.
Yeah.
Dan Bush. Talk
well,
to him.
Well, Portland councilors face scrutiny over private budget texts.
So this is the same. They were on Telegram, right? This is the same as Pete Hegseth giving.
Were they on Telegram? I don't know.
No, they weren't.
They wasn't.
No.
Seven Portland councilors are under fire for allegedly violating Oregon's public meetings law after revelations they used a private group text thread to coordinate business decisions this spring. The Peacock Caucus, a block of six progressive councilors, exchanged hundreds of messages during budget hearings strategizing on how to redirect $2 million away from police funding and into parks. The scandal!
Egregious. I'm aggrieved.
Agreed. Records suggest that they looped in a seventh member, Steve Novick, creating a quorum and raising legal red flags.
Ruh-roh.
Watchdogs and legal experts say the back channel communications undermine transparency and almost certainly violated the spirit, if not the letter of the state's open meetings law. 13 complaints were filed with the state's ethics commission, but all were dismissed on technicality.
Oh.
Complaints had not first used the city's grievance process. Even so, Portland City Attorney Robert Taylor's office is reviewing the matter after receiving its own batch of complaints. In a letter sent Tuesday, Mayor Taylor effectively cleared the six counselors, Mitch Green, Tiffany Koyama Lane, Candace Avalos, Angelita Murillo, Samir Canal, and Jamie Dunphy. On procedural grounds, he explained that grievances tied to the text exchanges, which occurred between March and June 2025, were not filed within the 30-day legal deadline. Accordingly, since the grievances were not timely under state law, no additional action is required by the city, Taylor wrote. The controversy erupted after Willamette Week first reported that the six counselors had coordinated budget amendments, votes, and strategy via private chat during public meetings. One message even indicated that a member was in communication with Novick regarding the reallocation of the $2 million initially slated for police funding. Taylor acknowledged the seriousness of the episode and said that he would treat it as a critical opportunity for additional training for our city council. Council members have defended their actions, arguing that everything discussed in private was ultimately aired in public and accusing critics of fueling political attacks. At least three of the six acknowledged the conversations to Willamette Week, while the others have remained silent. Still, experts warn that holding side conversations during official proceedings erodes public trust, almost certainly illegal, one watchdog described the conduct. As the city attorney stopped short of pursuing penalties, the fallout may be political rather than legal. The Peacock Caucus has been a dominant force in shaping Portland's budget priorities, but the episode leaves them vulnerable to charges of backroom dealing. With complaints dismissed on technical grounds, the bigger question may be whether voters, not lawyers, hold them accountable for sidestepping the city's transparency rules. And there's definitely been some online discourse, some comments.
These comments are silly, Billy.
Silly Billy.
Absolute.
Sillium Billium.
Like, I don't want to be reductive and just be like, this is dumb. But these responses.
It's our show. You can definitely do that.
These were like people's responses to this is absolutely outlandish because they're talking as if they know the procedural things anyway, but then also are stuck on the word socialism. Mm-hmm. Every single one. Mm-hmm. One of these says, socialism fights to win at all costs. When it wins, it costs us all. Do your research. Socialism is a political theory. After it overtakes the current political system, its full implementation almost always, which is one of my favorites.
Almost always.
Almost always.
Yeah, man.
Involves some type of authoritarian regime, as if we are not living that right this second. Most commonly in the form of communism.
Bruh.
So I want to say a couple of things, if you don't mind.
Oh, wait, let me get this one last. Let me get this other quote in there.
Okay.
Response. The only thing transparent about the progressives in Portland is how they protect their own. Deadlines, tolling until the relevant facts are discovered, usually applies. Makes no sense that the secret collusion that comes to light later can be addressed.
Can't
be addressed. Just encourages the progressives to secretly collude more.
Okay, so I want to say this is an interesting thought because the people that they're talking about have actually run on the progressive ideas that they, and I'm not going to say that every single person in this Peacock place mm-hmm. or block, whatever, which LOL Willamette Week, are you serious? I'm saying that as this being the expose that they're treating it as.
Right.
This is not Pete Hegseth giving the coordinates on Telegram. This is the same six people that you know are talking to each other because they're talking to all of us.
Yeah.
About the same things. This is that group of people being consistent. Like, is that not what that is?
Right. Right. It's not like they're in there having side conversations about some racketeering scheme or something. It's just they're talking about the same work they've all been involved in, the same work people voted for them to continue to do, and the work that they're doing now. And again, I'm not trying to, like, downplay it because I agree with their policies. That, like, oh, I don't care if they text on the side. It's just not the gotcha.
Exactly that.
It's just not the gotcha, guys.
It's an interesting way to get... it's not. Let me take that back. This isn't interesting. I guess what is interesting is seeing what our own local news is willing to do and say and believe is a scandal. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle said, in Minnesota and tuned in just in time for socialism talk.
You're daggone right.
Travel Bay, we see you. You out there. So, for me, this is a continued Red Scare type of tactic. This is more of our own local media pretending as if there is something, this, you know, crazy level, this level of corruption that's happening between the progressives when, like that response of saying, almost always it becomes authoritarianism. I wonder what that same person would say about the current administration. Would we call that almost authoritarianism? Would we call it authoritarianism? Would we? This is a person who has said they want to be a dictator. Would we use the words correctly? It's also amazing to me that people are so quick to say socialism will cost us everything, when as if capitalism hasn't.
Right.
As if capitalism isn't right now killing all of us. As if it didn't, everyone in your family got killed by it. And I know you're like, well, no, that was cancer. It was capitalism.
Right.
It was. Friend. The idea that you don't want to try something new, as if you're winning under this current system. Capitalism is also a political theory, what's the money called? Economic theory. Mm. Socialism. Economic theory. Mm-hmm. Somehow we forget that. Like, along with socialism, if you are like, this is a thing that absolutely couldn't work, and you also have never seen anything different in your life, wow, I feel bad for you and your imagination.
Right.
But do you really think, because I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that is responding to the Willamette Week in the comments section, they're not winning. These people are not winning. These people are not winning the game of capitalism. They are literally doing their level best to stay afloat, and for whatever reason, they still believe they have a shot at becoming, you know, the next billionaire.
Yeah. They're just one idea away.
And at that point, once I become a billionaire, I don't want you taxing my dollars.
Yeah. Let me get ahead of it.
It's absolutely incredible to me that those people still have these kind of feel, how you can say this is a political theory and not realize what capitalism is.
Bruh.
And not understand the costs of capitalism. There's nothing but information out there telling you that socialism would fix the ills that you are so mad about.
Easily.
It would literally change the things you're mad at and make them go away. And you're like, actually, I would rather see my dollars get used for performative measures that mean absolutely nothing, because bootstraps are real and those people should just grab onto them.
Just so comfort in the oppression.
We'll give you a day shelter. You know? Be for real, for once. Like, yeah. The idea that you have not been, that capitalism hasn't cost us all everything, including your own mental health.
Nah, that's for real.
As if there isn't tons of reputable studies that explain just how capitalism is killing us.
You and your science. Jeez.
You're right. It's
you
all
and your science.
It's
and
all
your...
the same as. It's Dr. Fauci's fault.
Yeah. Your science and your peer review.
Probably because I got the jab.
You know, C said they wouldn't call it socialism. They'd simply say the previous administration did XYZ.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It's too scary of a word. And apparently it is spelled exactly the same as communism. So that, you know, obviously means a breadline somewhere. And really, I just don't know how we're 2025 and we're still buying propaganda that you have not just information that refutes it, but you also have your own experience of being trampled by capitalism. And we are clinging on to that rugged individualism as if that is our identity. And boy, let me tell you, these people are going to drown begging for help. That hand meme coming out of it, begging. Mm-hmm. And it's capitalism's fault. And it's your belief in capitalism's fault. It's your willingness to participate in something that is killing you. That is part of it. And I'm not actually blaming people for the system. I am just saying our responses still to this day, the indoctrination is so great. Yeah. It's so good at what it's done that it's out here, got you looking real foolish on the internet, got you looking foolish when you are voting, got you looking foolish when you need help. And you're like, but not me.
Yeah.
Also that like 17 people can have all of the resources. That's wild.
Yeah. Completely unaware of the system that they're existing in. And when they commiserate like this online, they're really trying to outdo each other at who can say the really, really dumb thing the most clever way.
Yeah.
But they just don't understand that what they're saying is a really, really dumb thing. They have absolutely no concept of the systems that are oppressing them. It's just, this is what life is. And until they're told otherwise, then, you know, they're not going to see it. Absolutely won't see it. There's a study being done now on how ChatGPT is being used in ways that are affecting people's critical thinking. Certain people use it as a tool. Certain people use it to replace actual work that their mind should be doing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So today's show was made possible thanks to On1 Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle J. Residual Audio. Thank you guys so much for your text. Y'all been keeping it popping. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. The playlist is updated. What are you going
to
say, MJ?
I do just have one quick announcement. Shout out to EGC. They have a back to school giveaway Saturday, August 23rd. And big shout out to them for making sure that they are taking care of people. They have been watching the weather and they have had to change the location of this because it's going to be so hot. So it will be at what used to be called Alder Commons.
Okay.
Saturday, August 23rd. I just want to be clear that this is a what's it called? Venue change, you know, right. Like this is just a, if it's you plan to be going or if you, you know, knew about it, it's not going to be where they previously said it will be at Alder Commons. Check their IG and all of that for more information. But I know school is right around the corner and we love to see a back to school, any help for the community.
Absolutely. All right, so you know what it is. Don't let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free. We are all free. And I'm not stumbling with my words. Thank you so much for listening.
Sorry, we're late. Bye.